welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 573. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from the Shinden Papers. The song's called Summer's Coming On, and it's on a little two-song release, digital only, called Summer. Came out August 19th on Secret Center Records. You can pick that one up on Bandcamp. That's the project of Jason Dezember and whoever he feels like playing with. We've got Rose Melberg on that track. He's based out of Concord, California, and has released an album, an EP, and then that digital-only bit there. I picked up all of them on Bandcamp for $4. You cannot beat that. Excellent indie pop there, and I suggest finding your way through the whole catalog, just like I did. You've got $4. If not, let me know. I've got $4. Anyway, lots of music for you today. We'll give you something from Kurt Baker here. This is a song called Keep It Tight.
We should.
Let's blow up Hollywood.
Let's blow.
You know it.
Let's blow up Hollywood.
Let's go.
You know we really should.
We should.
Let's blow up Hollywood.
Let's go.
You know we really should.
We should.
Let's blow up Hollywood.
Let's go.
You know we really should.
Oh, keep it sleazy. That is Control Freaks with a very snotty Hollywood. That's on the band's album Mindless Entertainment, which came out back in 2017 on Slovenly Records, a label that can do no wrong. That band from San Francisco has something new coming out soon, but it's not here yet, so I went back and picked up that record, which I didn't have, just to tide me over, and I'm glad I did. Excellent punkaraka. Before that, we heard from Kurt Baker with the song Keep It Tight, originally a single Bullet Theory song released sometime in the early 80s. I remember the video on MTV, but now it's the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that came out August 27th on Wicked Cool, or at least the songs did. The 7-inch won't be available until November or later. You know how the vinyl industry is doing right now. But it's nice to hear from Kurt Baker. I saw a note that he's coming back to the U.S. and is going to be based here for a while after spending a lot of time in Madrid. That seems like an odd time to come back, doesn't it? Anyway, more music for you here. This is the Bambies with Echo.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Chubby and the Gang with the song Prior Radio. That's on the band's album Speed Kills, which came out in January of last year, 2020, on Static Shock Records. That London band is as much pub rock as punk rock, and that's a great combination in my book. That song's really good. The whole album is good. Give that one a listen. You're probably going to want to pick that up. And then we started the set off there with the Bambies with the song Echo. That's on the band's album Summer Soon, which just came out August 20th of this year on Spaghetti Town Records or Wanda Records, depending on where you're at and what format you like. That band is based out of Montreal in Canada. Let's see. I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This next set looks like it might get a little chaotic. I'm going to start here with something a little mathy. This is the Jorge Arena Trio with Idolatry.
You've seen everything. If I were living in days like these, and say you only take what you bring, maybe that's just the way they speak. Know that I would do anything. Is it something that I can't see? Everybody just chased by dreams. That's why we're living in days like these again. Something you can choose between. It isn't coming in twos and threes. Always looking for that one sure thing. Oh, you want it so desperately. You know you're never gonna feel no, you're never gonna be released. Maybe never even see me. That's why we're living in days like these again.
Warned you that set could get a little bit noisy, and what you probably never guessed is that it would come from the band Low from Duluth, Minnesota. That song's called Days Like These, and it's on the band's album Hey What, which will be out September 10th on Sub Pop Records. That song there, I think, was the single, and it definitely is the most, oh, classic Low-like. Most of the album is really, really noisy, and I think it's something that if you're willing to take the ride with the band, you're going to really enjoy it. And if you're not, well, you're going to say, I sure miss the old Low. And we won't say which side of things that I end up on, but you know I'm an old man. Change comes hard. Before that, we heard from the Jorge Arena Trio with the song Idolatry. That was on an EP called Hyena that the band self-released, digital only, back in April of 2020. I missed it at the time because, well, April of 2020 was a little bit of chaos, but I'm glad I picked that one up. It's kind of the first bridge as the band moved from kind of pure math rock with lots of jazz elements to things that are a little more post-punk, and honestly, a little more no wave, I think, after seeing them live recently. So give that one a listen. If you're into that sound, you might find something there you really enjoy. Anyway, let's wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 573. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a few interesting things coming up here. We got a show on the 9th. LK Ultra is playing the replay as a matinee show. And then the Whiffs are playing later that night at the replay with like five other bands. They're just fantastic, including Mel Machete, which I've wanted to see for a long time. On the 10th, Dan Jones is at the Ship. On the 11th, Sun Volt is playing Knuckleheads. Squeeze is at the Uptown on the 14th. 15th, Nan Turner is playing the Mockingbird Song Series. On the 17th, Get Up Kids are at Lemonade Park. Or Skating Polly is at the Replay. On the 18th, Torres is at Record Bar. Or Mannequin Pussy is playing at the Riot Room. Or Mountain Goats are playing at the Granada. Or Arson Class is playing at the Rhino. Or Flooding is playing at the Replay, a matinee show there. So the 18th. Good luck making up your mind there. On the 20th, we've got Rufus Wainwright at the Uptown, Dinosaur Jr., the 21st at the Truman, 22nd, Group Love at Liberty Hall, or Newfound Glory at the Uptown, 23rd, Shy Boys at Lemonade Park, and we'll stop there. So I don't think there's anything new on the website right now, but there might be by the time you hear this. We should have photos and video of that LeGrand show that happened on Saturday night. Anyway, one track left for you here. It's a track by Dango Jones. The song is called Start the Show, and it's on the band's new album, Power Trio, which came out August 27th on Sonic Onion Records. This Toronto band has been around forever, and I've lost track of them over the years, but I know that they are all rock and roll. This song sounds like, I don't know, Jack Black and School of Rock covering AC/DC. Maybe that's a good thing, maybe that's a bad thing, but it should start the show. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Get me on stage, 'cause I'm ready to play. Let's start the show. Dusting it off, gonna go till it's right. I ain't gonna stop. Ready to lose on a Saturday night. When it's all you got. I've been waiting so long to make it all. No mistaking, let's get shaking. I'll win you both. Get me on stage, 'cause I'm ready to play. Let's start the show. Get me on stage, 'cause I'm ready to play. Let's start the show. I'm ready to play. Let's start the show. Get me on stage, 'cause I'm ready to play. Let's start the show.
show, babies. Cause I'm ready. Are you ready? Woo! You gotta shake a little pant leg, baby. Give it to me now.